Therapy.
Well, hey, Coco.
Hey, Kenny.
How's it going? What's going on?
You know, just living my life, doing my thing. We are still virtual because you're still a little sick.
Still a little sick, but I'm hoping that I'll be back full in action at the very beginning of this week. You know, it's been a long road. And did I tell you that my dad got it?
Your dad got COVID?
Yes.
Is this his first time?
Yes. He was like, I have a fever and this is what I'm feeling. And he was like, do you think I have COVID? Because I told him what I was feeling. And he's like, yeah, I have a sore throat and my head, it just is like pounding. And I had a 100-degree fever. And I was like, well, yeah, you should test. And he's like, it was positive.
I think so it's your fault.
if I live by him, probably. But I'm like, where did you get it? He's like, it must have been the grocery store.
Oh, that's funny.
So poor Brad. It's fine, but
everyone's I just feel like getting everybody it. Is. Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone is just getting it. So it is what it is, but I'm hoping I will be full back next week. My voice still just sounds a little funny, but I always feel like that happens when I get sick. My voice is always the first to go, and it's the last to come back. So, yeah, that's just me.
Did you ever lose your taste and smell?
No, thank God. But I was constantly like trying to smell things and taste things. Like, please don't go, because I would be so depressed if that did happen. Mm-hmm. So depressed, but you know. Dom's mom also got it again when we did, and her like senses are coming back. They're starting to come back.
Oh. So she lost it the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And she hasn't gotten it back. And then she got it again, and now it's causing her senses to come back.
Mm-hmm. Slightly, like,
oh my gosh,
she got it long term, so it was kind of like, you know, every so often she'd be like, oh, I think I smelled that, and you know, she's very sensitive, like she could do like sweets and salties and that kind of stuff. But then this time she's like, yeah, I started to smell this again. So, which is funny because I asked Dom, like, do you think like it'll counteract each other? And he's like, ah, I don't know, that's a good question. And then we were on a call with her.
Two negatives make a positive.
Yes. So then I was on a call with her and like she brought it up and I was like, we were just talking about that. So, I mean, I don't think it's fully back, but
wow,
it's on the way.
My headache has not gone away, so this is going to be a rough podcast up.
We'll try to get through it.
We were talking about Brad. Brad is Sicarino. Poor guy. Yeah. Oh, we were talking about Shelley. And the variant. And how's Dom? Is he healed?
He has not tested, but we're pretty sure.
I'm glad we got out of the woods on that one.
Yes, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we talking about today, Colbs? What's going on? What's today's topic?
Yeah, today we are talking about modern dating in 2022.
Modern dating, something I'm not keen on. I'm not.
Yeah, so when exactly what year did you and Dom get together for the pod people?
Oh my God, what year? Like 5 years now. Yeah, 5 years. I think it was 5 years in June. So, you do the math.
What do I have to do the math? 22, 21, 20,
19, 18, 17. Yeah, that sounds about right. 2017. Yeah, I would say 2017.
Okay, 2017. Interesting, interesting. So 2017 is the year that me and my long-term boyfriend broke up.
Oh.
This is actually great because 2017 is the year I started dating apps.
Okay.
This is actually perfect. It lines up so well.
It does line up so well.
So you were never on a dating app. They existed when you were single, but they were They were at the, like, beginning stages, right? Like, they'd been around for, like, a year or so, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, I've always been, you know, a committal type of person. So I would say, you know, even that in between before I got with Dom, it was a thing for sure. It was a thing, but it was something like I wasn't used to, and dating apps, you know, in particularly. And so it was something that like I just couldn't really like get behind. Plus, like back then, it was really just Tinder.
Yeah, because there was this moment in time when modern dating turned into strictly online dating, which was Tinder, I feel like, is what really made it mainstream. I have like a little breakdown I want to talk to you about in a bit, but like Tinder was what made it really mainstream. And
yeah.
And like what you're saying, like around that time, right before you and Dom got together, is when it was starting to like pick up some speed.
Yeah. And I remember it was like, but I feel like, I think it's probably different now than it was then. Cause back then to me, it felt like that was just like a hookup app. And that was like, something I wasn't like really into.
You're not that's wrong still.
Okay, see, so like that was something where I was like, no. And then plus I'm also somebody who's like very guarded and like stranger danger. Like I could never just like meet up with somebody that like I was talking to online. Plus, I mean, have we not seen Catfish? Like that alone was like, no. So I've always just been.
I was Catfish once.
Shut up.
And then someone used me to catfish.
No, like they used your face and everything?
Yeah. They used my pics.
Did you ever find out who it was?
No. I don't care enough about that. Go ahead, use my pics. Go nuts. I don't care.
But I just wonder, like, was it somebody you knew, or were they just like, oh, this girl that I found online would be perfect. I'm going to use her whole profile.
It was probably like 3 degrees of separation. You know what I mean? Like probably someone I knew who knew someone who knew someone. Like they stumbled upon my Instagram from like a friend of a friend of a friend, you know? Ugh. Something like that probably. That's what I was thinking at least. So I'm like, is it even worth it to try to find?
That is just so creepy. Like I couldn't imagine. Would they use your name?
My friend Cody. No. My friend Cody, he's currently dealing with that too. Someone's using his pics to like run around Grindr in New York City with his pics.
You're joking.
Nope.
What's that name? Like his name is, the real one is Cody. Are they saying that their name is Cody too?
I don't think so. I don't know. I feel like a big point of catfishing is using a different name, right? So I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like if you were to catfish, you got to try to keep everything in line as much as possible.
But then they could just like Google you and find it, and then they'll just DM your real Instagram. And then you'd be like, I don't know you.
That's true. That's true. That is just so creepy. I couldn't imagine. I feel like that's also illegal. Like, is that not a form of like
identity theft? 100%. I feel like that's for sure a very big issue.
Yeah. I. What?
So anyway, you were never on the apps. That's what you're saying.
No, I think during a little bit of time, like while I was single, I tried like one that was similar to, I don't even know what it was called, but I just couldn't do it. Like it was just weird to like talk to somebody, but not talk to somebody that you don't know. It just, to me, it was like, I couldn't get behind it. So it was never something I could just go for.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm very much stranger danger. I can't meet up. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how anybody does it.
Like, I don't know how I do it.
I could not just be like, cool, like, you seem cool. Let's go ahead and meet here. Like, I couldn't do it.
I've gotten a lot less, like, open to just meeting people, which is interesting. Like, I feel like when I first joined, I was terrified. And then I got, like, comfortable. And I think I got too comfortable. And now I'm kind of like, oh, I'm going to suss this out a bit more now than I had been. But yeah, so there was like this point where like it was around like I feel like 2015, 2016, where Tinder just became like a big deal. Like it became like everyone knows about it. Like online dating was starting to become so much more accepted than it had been. Like, I mean, pre-Tinder, there was like Match, like Match.com, right? That was...
Yeah, like eHarmony, but I always thought that those were for like older people.
And they still are because they're a paid service. While Tinder and Bumble, these are free services for online dating.
Hmm. And they're more app-based too, right? Well, I'm sure that Match and eHarmony now have like an app service, but
I think they've adopted to the apps, but they were definitely more desktop user, like web browser email based, I feel like.
Plus, I'm sure we're going to get into this, but it's like, how do you know which one you want to go for? Because it's like, do you want to go for Match? Do you want to go for Tinder? Do you want to go for Farmers Only? Do you want to go for Christian Mingle? Like, how do you figure out?
That's why there's so much overlap between the current dating apps that are really popular, like Bumble, Hinge, Tinder. You will see the exact same people on every single app.
Yeah. And then I'm like, so what's the point? Why can't you just have one big old app? One big old site?
Girl, I'm telling you, I don't even know. And I'm trying to understand. You know what's so funny is Michelle literally 4 days ago downloaded Hinge for the first time. And she's been in like a 6 year long relationship. She literally started dating him in like 2014 and just got out of the relationship a year ago. And she wasn't ready to join any apps for obvious reasons. And mm-hmm. she literally just joined this week. And it was so funny. She was texting me today, actually, and she was like, oh my God, I would love to come on the podcast and talk about my experience for the first time being on a dating app. And I was like, it's funny you say that. Me and Kendall are talking about that today.
Oh my God. We should have. We should have brought her in.
Well, she's only been on it for 4 days.
Maybe we do like a part two where it's like, all right, let us hear your thoughts.
Yeah, I would love to talk about a part two with her because it's funny seeing her experience, everything I experienced 4 or 5 years ago. When was 2017? 5 years ago? 5 years? Oh my gosh. So it's funny seeing her experience everything I experienced 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's like sending me screenshots and stuff and it's just crazy to see it all full circle.
So is that the only one that she's on right now?
Yes. She's only on Hinge, which is good. You should start it slow. When I first joined the dating app pool, there was only like Tinder and Bumble were like the main ones. And I remember when Hinge became a thing. I remember when like my friend texted me and she was like, oh, I'm on this app Hinge. And I was like, what is Hinge? And then I was out to dinner with her and her friend. And they're like, yeah, we love Hinge. Like Hinge is great. Like we joined and you have to join, like join right now. And like, I remember at dinner with them building my profile with them, like at dinner, because they were like, you have to download Hinge. And I was like, okay. That was in 2019.
So when
Hinge became like a thing.
So interesting too, because, and so I'm also like, so when it was just Tinder, first I'm like, how did they come up with these names? Second, I'm also like, Bumble, I started to feel like, because wasn't Tinder more male-based? And then Bumble was more, because like the females make the first, right? Or is that not
yes.
a thing so, anymore?
No, it still is, which is a big reason why I don't like Bumble, because I don't have the energy to reach out to these men first. But I think I know Bumble is founded by a woman. I don't know about Tinder, but for sure Bumble is. I don't know. I feel like Bumble's kind of neutral, like not so much hookup, not so much relationship. They're kind of just like in that middle ground of like, you never know what you're going to get out mm-hmm. of this app. While Tinder has the reputation of being hookup primarily, right?
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, oh, Hinge is for relationships, which I have not experienced that.
Interesting.
But that's just me. Also, Hinge is like so businessmen focused. It's like frat brother, like really frat bros and like finance bros. And like, it's very bro-y. So it's interesting. I'm also banned from Tinder, so I can't really speak on the current.
Wait.
I can't really speak on the current. So I can't speak for Tinder's current user interface and user experience because I am banned. So.
How in the world did you get banned? And when?
Okay, first of all, Tinder is so easy to get banned on. They'll ban you for doing slightly the wrong thing. Yeah. I was banned in 2020.
Shut up. I feel like that. Like, was that during COVID?
It was during COVID.
Like the whole quarantine?
Yeah, during quarantine.
You're just trying to swipe and find love and they just banned you.
It was like the beginning of COVID too, which makes it like even more like, ooh, I really have nothing to do. I really had to lean into Bumble and Hinge. I was banned because, okay, honestly, Tinder just can't take a joke is what it comes down to. So I had in my profile, I said, Venmo me 69 cents and I'll do a drawing of your profile pic, like one of your pics, which is hilarious.
Yeah, it's funny. But only 69 cents, you could have charged a little more. Let's be real.
I upped it to $4.20, so to $4.20, which is hilarious. But so I was charging $4.20 on my app. I just, it's a joke. Like, it's funny. And I had my Venmo in my bio. But then I came into the issue where I was starting to get Venmos from guys I didn't match with. I'm like, I'm not going to do a doodle of you because I didn't match with you. Like, I don't know what you look like, you know?
Yeah.
That was my issue. I was just getting free money at that point. But I was sending it back. If I didn't match them, I was sending it back. I was sending them the money back through Venmo. And then I deleted my Venmo username from my bio. So then if I match, I'll be like, here's my Venmo, you know, instead smart. Of, yeah.
Smart.
Anyway, you can't solicit on Tinder.
Oh my God.
I'm like, is that soliciting? It was a joke. Like, it was funny. I don't get the problem. I made a decent chunk of change, but like
that's what I was gonna ask. What was first, roughly, how much do you think you made from that?
Well, I definitely made when it was 69 cents, I made close to like $20. And then when it was 4.20, I made maybe like $40 or something. I don't remember. Because once I switched it to 4.20, it was pretty quick that I was banned. I didn't have a long time being the 420 Venmo amount.
But I mean, like, you were providing a service and you were obviously completing it. What was Tinder's message to you?
It was, I went on. Okay, what was really weird is I went on and it wasn't loading anyone new and none of my messages were loading. And I was like, oh, it's glitching, whatever. And I came back the next day to the app. And I had a notification on there that just said, you have been banned for violating community guidelines. And it was said, like, please review our terms and conditions. And they're like, we take it very seriously. I even tried to appeal it a couple of times. And they're very strict.
But it's been like 2 years. Like, they still have you banned?
Yeah. I tried recently.
No.
Because, like, at this point, it's, like, principle. Like, I'm tired of being banned. Like, just unban me. Like, it's just annoying. Like, just...
Well, what's frustrating is they couldn't just give you a warning first. Just, like, hey, yeah, let's not do wrong. This. Yeah. And you would have been like, oh, my bad. Like, I thought it was a joke. But, like, obviously it's not. I'll delete this out. And instead, yeah, and they're
how
just
are
like, nope.
How are girls allowed to advertise their OnlyFans and I can't advertise my Venmo? Like, I wouldn't even say I was advertising. It was like a joke. It was like such a conversation starter. Like, how yeah, fun.
Exactly.
I have beef with Tinder.
If anybody at the Tinder headquarters is listening, can you please unban Colby?
Please. I'm just trying to find love out here in a loveless world.
Oh my God, that is too funny.
Yeah, so I'm banned. But okay, now that we're like on the subject of apps, I have written down the dating app breakdown for Kenny. Have that written down.
I love it. I want to hear it.
Okay, so the dating app breakdown. So we have the honorable mentions, like the originals, the OGs, which is OkCupid.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. The first like dating like app, like primarily app based, was OkCupid. And then we got really into the Tinder phase and Bumble phase, which I feel like Tinder is like also an OG. And it was so heavily based on looks. I don't remember OkCupid. I think I was on OkCupid for like a hot set, or my friend was. I feel like I remember that one.
I don't know if I'm getting the two mixed up, but there was one where it was like you rate people and it was like you're hot or not.
Oh, I think that's hot or not. I think that was an app.
Oh, I thought there was. I remember the name OkCupid, but I don't remember anything else.
I think OkCupid is swiping. I think it's swiping because my friend used it. And I think I don't remember being like heavily photo based. Like, I think there was more bio, at least back in the day. Mm. And Tinder is just so based on looks. Like, the whole thing is very looks based, right? So, and then Bumble, you know, obviously it's more woman focused and you're able to match first and you don't get like bombarded with messages from people. And Hinge came out, I don't know when it actually launched, but it came, when I got into it, it was 2019. And I remember hearing a little bit about it before 2019. But I think its original premise is different than what it is now, because I think originally Hinge was friends of friends. Like you were like, so it's like someone you know already.
Like they're bridging the two.
Yeah. And now Hinge's, their whole thing is the app to be deleted. Like we want you to delete this app because that means cute. You're happy.
Yeah.
I also have beef with Hinge. So Hinge.
Oh. Okay. Hinge, we're mad at you.
Yes. In 2020, Hinge released the Roses option, which is paid. And with the Roses, they released standout profiles, which you can only match with if you buy roses, and you get one free rose every 2 weeks. And I genuinely believe you are only seeing the ones you would actually like and the ones you actually match with in the standouts. You are not seeing them in the free like option anymore. It's only in the roses section. And I honestly think my profile is being sent to the roses section, and that's why I'm not getting any likes anymore. Or if I am, it's like bottom of the barrel. You know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe they did that to themselves because they originally were like, we want to be the app to be deleted. And people are just, all right, I'm deleting you. I found my love. I'm deleting you. And they're like,
it was working too good.
Too good.
That's their problem.
Yeah. Like, oh, shoot. This is way too good. You know, we got to do a money thing. What can roses.
And also, like, if you look at Hinge's like paying options, there's like three different things you can pay for. That's like, there's the roses, which you get like 50. I think it comes out to like each rose is $4.
What?
It's so expensive. You know what? Let me pull it up. I don't want to misquote. But if you buy more, it comes down to like $1.20 like per rose, which is like.
But why? Why can't you just go down the street to a bar and like just buy a girl a drink?
I once tweeted, and I stand by this tweet, at Hinge, why would I pay for roses when I'm seeing the same mediocre men on Bumble? Bumble's free.
Also, why would I pay for roses when I could go down to Trader Joe's and buy them myself at the same price? And they're real.
So you get three roses, which would equate to $3.33 each. So if I click that to purchase it, the total is $9.99 to get three roses.
You're joking.
And then if I buy 12 roses, they go down to $2.49, which Scam. The total purchase would be $29.99. Or you can do 50 roses, which makes it go down to $1.49 each rose, which would be a total of $74.99. And no. You are not able to see your standout, like you might see them in the like option, like just the send a regular like option. But it's not common to see the ones you might actually match with. So my theory is Hinge doesn't show you anyone you would actually do well with. Because they're saying like they're standouts because it's a standout profile. Like you would really get along with this person, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Standouts. Outstanding prompts from people most your type. It's like that is the most my type and I have to pay for it?
Yeah. That's rude.
That's my beef with Hinge.
And I feel like that's too, like... You basically said for three roses, that's $10. And I'm like, how often are people giving out roses? Like, is that a...
You get a free one every 2 weeks.
Okay.
So I sometimes get a rose, but it's not often.
So I feel like... So it's basically like a monthly subscription would be $10.
Oh, they also have a monthly subscription. So you can also sign up to be a preferred member. Here, listen to this. Listen to this. It's crazy. You can sign up to be a preferred member, which doesn't get you any more roses, might I add.
Oh, what?
So you can sign up for 1 month, which is $29.99.
Shut up.
What does a preferred member get, Hinge?
You don't get any roses? Then why would you be preferred?
Preferred members get twice as many dates. Here's why. It's a slideshow.
Liars.
You get to see everyone who likes you all in one organized place. They're already in the one organized place, but they were like blurred out. You just see one profile at a time. I'm not wasting any time deleting every single one because that's what I'm doing anyway. It wouldn't save me any time to see them all at one place, like all at once. Like, okay. Set advanced preferences like education, family plans, politics, and vices, which I mean, okay. Like, that's not changing the fact that I'm still not seeing the ones I actually want to see.
For that price, it doesn't matter.
Unlike the regular. You get to send unlimited likes, not roses. And you get to see twice as many standouts. So not only are you not getting the roses for the current standouts, you're getting double the amount of standouts with no roses.
So you still have to buy the roses, you unless you just hold out for the one free one every 2 weeks.
Yeah. And the standouts refresh daily.
You know, this is just making me like kind of sad because it's like they're just preying on the people who are just looking for love.
They know they are. I'm serious. I'm like at the point where I'm like, I'm going to go pay for eHarmony. Match.com, sign me up because I am tired of it. I'm so sick of it. And we're going to talk about it more in a second. But just sticking to Hinge, a 6-month subscription to just being a preferred member, which is not anything to do with roses, is $89.99 for a year. No, for 6 months. For 6 months, $89.99, which means a year is double that. What is that?
Shut up.
And that's the cheapest option. You can do 1 month for $30. Month times 12.
Well, I mean, $89.99, let's round that to 90. You say that's 6 months. That's $180 a year. I'm just like, excuse me?
And then there's another option where you can pay more money is to boost your profile. So you can boost your profile for more views. So you can get seen by 11 times more people for 1 hour. For one boost, it's $9.99 each. For 3 boosts, it's $8.99 each. And 5 boosts is $7.99 each, which means you're still paying so much money. A 5-boost package is still $39.99. Why is it so expensive? Or there's a super boost for $19.99 for 24 hours. You're super boosted. And just because I knew we were recording this, I went ahead and I boosted. I spent the $9.99 to do this so I could tell you it doesn't make a difference. It does not make a difference. It doesn't. Like, I got more likes, but they were still not the standouts. Like, it still wasn't people I wanted to match with. It was still not great.
That is insane.
I wasted $9.99. I'm going to write off my taxes because it's for the pod. But still, I'm infuriated that that happened.
This is just crazy because it's like, it's for a good cause, I guess. But at the same time, it's like, I just feel like they're preying on the people who are looking for love or who might be lonely in the moment. It's like, what? And I know that people are just like sitting at their home paying for this. And it's like, why don't we put that money into like going and putting yourself out there and like maybe trying something else? Not something else. Yeah. I mean, do what you want. But at the same time, it's like, let's try other things with the money that you are going to spend.
Yeah. And also Tinder and Bumble have payable options, but you get like unlimited likes and you get to see all the profiles that have liked you, which isn't an option for Tinder or Bumble. Like, you don't ever get to see who likes you unless you match with them. But that is more, that's a better value than what Hinge is offering at any point in any of those packages. Like, none of it is good.
Oh my God, that is just crazy.
And I think the same people who own Hinge own Tinder.
Oh, so they're double dipping.
Mm-hmm. Who owns Hinge? Hinge was acquired by Tinder owner Match Group earlier this year.
Interesting.
Let's see when this was written. In 2019?
I don't know. I could never. Like, I would never pay for any of that.
Well, basically, they were acquired by Tinder, which was really the downfall of everything.
Yeah, it's like, one wasn't really working the best. Let's just go ahead and get two. Let's monopolize this thing.
Who owns Bumble? The Blackstone Group. Okay, so at least they're not owned by the same company. I'm pretty sure they're in a legal battle, Bumble and Tinder, for like swipe right, swipe left, like the right to use that like copyrighted saying. Well,
is it patent? Is it?
Well, that's what they're fighting on, I think. Because they weren't the first ones to do it, but they're saying that they are known for it. Which, if anything, I feel like Tinder should win that.
I mean, yeah. When I think swiping, probably more so Tinder. And I'm not even on the apps, so.
But anyway, they're all owned by the same company. It's like you're just giving your money to the same people. And, like, no one actually cares if you find love and you're happy, because I bet all of them are sad and lonely, too.
Well, yeah. Mind blown. But it's also, like, Yeah, it's like, okay, maybe this one isn't for you, but we basically made the same thing, just kind of in a different format. Hopefully you like this one better. It's going to be called Plenty of Fish. Oh, you didn't like that one? Okay, I'm going to redo it. And this one is going to be Hinge and blah, 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 blah. It's like, just put them all together.
Well, they didn't create Hinge. They just acquired it.
Okay, but, you know.
Yeah, but so now... Nowadays, because of the way that the dating apps have gone, it's caused people to like be very anti-dating apps, with the whole like matching and then ghosting, and like you match and maybe you'll like have like a 2-minute conversation with each other, or like you'll go a day or two chatting on the app, and then you add each other on Instagram and then you never talk again, or you go on the first date and then you never talk again.
Yeah, you get ghosted and then like basically, right? It's like you talk and then you never.
Yeah. So like there's now apps geared towards the anti-swiping. They're blaming everything on swiping. Like that's the issue. I don't even think we'll get into this. I don't think the issue is swiping, but.
Yeah, no. I mean, how hard is it to swipe?
Well, I think the problem is because there's so many fish in the sea, plenty of fish. because there's so many options. There's always a better option. Like people's mind is always, there's a better option. So you're getting ghosted because people are thinking there's a better option. There's so much access to all of these options all at once that people are ghosting you. You're not like forming a real connection because there could be someone better. Like there could be like, there's always someone else. Like there's always going to be someone else in the apps. There's always going to be someone new, you know?
Mm-hmm. Very true.
And so the apps, what they're doing is they're saying like, because they can just keep swiping forever and you can pay to like swipe forever, that's the problem. It's the problem is they're just seeing everyone all at once and that's the issue. So now we're going to be the anti-swiping apps, which means you're going to get likes, but they're going to expire in 24 hours. Or we're only going to show you 12 bagels, aka Coffee Meets Bagel, that one app that I also downloaded that I'm not very down with because also it's very nerdy, not a lot of hip people on there either. Yeah. And then there's a new app that I downloaded. I got an ad for as a targeted ad, and it's claiming to be an anti-swiping app, and it's Summer, which is a 24-hour expire for likes. And yeah, I don't like that one either.
I also just feel like what the issue is too is like, similarly, like you said, there's always somebody better. And it's like, but also I think it's so easy for people to like put their super best self out online, but also they're most like energetic and this and that, and it might not be exactly who they are in person. Like it's so much easier to like hide behind a keyboard rather than it is to like, oh, now I actually have to go on a date and do this, that, and the third. Like I have to make sure my energy matches, you know. It's just so, it's hard.
Yeah, it's super hard. It's just super hard to date right now. Like, dating has always been hard. Mm-hmm. I think we, as, like, a generation, forget that dating has always been hard for, you know, our parents or our parents' parents. Like, dating has never been easy.
No.
They experienced everything we experienced, ghosting and overthinking and all that. They just didn't have a name for it. And they didn't feel it so intensely because... now it's so constant. Like there's so much accessibility than before.
Oh, for sure. And I think there's too much. There's like too much stimulation basically in these apps too. And it's like, it's causing so many more people to like have, you know, just like, am I enough? Am I pretty enough? Am I doing this right? What am I doing wrong if they're not getting the roses, like you said, or the likes that they have? It's like, ugh. It's just kind of scary to see what it's turned to or like what it's causing in society as well.
Yeah. I mean, we're at this weird point where the dating apps came out. Everyone has been through them and it's like psychologically has changed the way people are dating. Like the apps have gone through their life cycles and that's why we're starting to see apps that are marketing towards like the anti-swiping apps. They're trying to say that the problem is the swiping, right? But it's not. It's the people, because the people have been conditioned that way by the apps.
Yeah, good point. Very good point. No, but yeah, I think like a lot of people, you know, one, they're already like – feeling like they have to go onto these dating apps to find somebody. And then the issue is, what's wrong with my profile, or what's wrong with me, or, you know, are my pictures not good enough? And if my pictures aren't good enough, does that mean that, like, I'm not good enough? Am I not pretty enough? Are my answers not good enough? Okay, let me go back and try to reframe my answers. And it's like, but why do you have to reframe your own answers just to find somebody? Like, whoever your person is going to like your first answer.
It's even hard to, like, go out to a bar and, like, talk to someone because no one's talking to anyone anymore because they're so used to having the reassurance of, you already physically like me, I already physically like you, that's why we matched, so I'm going to talk to you now. While in person, just going up to someone and striking a conversation is so foreign because you don't have that reassurance of, this person already finds you attractive.
Yeah, no, you're so right on that, too. It's like a catch-22. Because, like, in my head, yeah, I'm like, no, go hang out at a bar and, like, try to converse with somebody. But then I'm like, well, actually, like, I see your point, too, because it's, you know, it's not, I don't want to say it's not normal anymore, but it's not
normal. No, it's not, but it's not. It's not normal anymore. Like, it isn't, especially, like, this is already on track to happen, but then it became so much worse because of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Like, it really hit the nail in the coffin.
Yeah.
Like, it was already happening, but it made it so much worse.
Yeah. But I'm still for it. I'm still for, you know, you go out there, girls, and you try to shoot your shot. I'm still so much for that.
Okay, it's hard to shoot your shot. I'm just saying, I have been trying consistently to shoot my shot with the bookstore boy, and I just, no luck, no luck.
Well, I mean, but the good thing is that, like, you're putting yourself out there, and, like,
you know what I tried to do? Do you know what I tried to do? I tried to set up my settings on my dating apps to be catered towards finding the profile of bookstore boy.
No.
I tried so hard. I was like, okay, I'm going to set my distance to max 12 miles. I'm going to set his, you know, ethnicity, because you can select that. So I'll select his ethnicity and I'll only look at those profiles and I will, like, hone in on it. Anyway, that didn't work. I don't think he's on the apps.
And I only want people interested in books.
Only hobbies, went to this specific reading. College. Yeah. But it did not work. But I tried to manipulate the system to make it work for me. And it still didn't work.
But see, you can't manipulate it. Like, I'm so for you going to shoot your shot. But we also can't manipulate things. Or else it's just not natural, you know?
Yes, but I also have another point I would like to bring up.
Go ahead, girl. Bring it up.
I'm just going to air all my grievances, which is funny because this is literally exactly what I talk about my therapist with. Okay, so all the good guys are off the dating apps. There are no good guys on dating apps because the ones that are actually good guys, they maybe tried it and they realize it's not really, you know, great, you know, environment, and they leave the app and they didn't vibe with it. So they dipped, or they just joined because they're out of relationship. So now they're fresh out of relationship and that's, like, a good guy. But then it's like, why are you on an app? And you're not obviously not ready to be dating. Or you just get who's always there, which is toxic, non-committal men. And it's like, I don't think every single guy out there is afraid of commitment, but I think every guy in a dating app is.
Well, yeah, right? Because I think it's so easy for them to, like, put themselves out there, and not out there, out on an app, I should say, again, behind a keyboard. And they're just like, no, I can continue to have fun and talk to all these people. But you made a good point when you said that the good guys, they, like, try it and they might not like it, but where are they going? And that's the point that it's,
they're,
like,
going to go to the bookstore.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm like.
They're going to go those, hang out.
Go to those places that you like to hang out at and, like, and enjoy your time there, but also, like, you know, be mindful. And if there's somebody that's catching your eye, go for it. Close mouths don't get fed. Or, you know, like, you, let's say it just doesn't work out, at least you know that you went for it and you tried. And what's the worst they could say? No. Sorry, I'm gay. Sorry. I have a girlfriend. Like, okay, well, now you know. But
at least you tried, yeah.
At least you tried.
The only successful stories I've heard of people from dating apps is like when you're able to catch a guy like right when he joins for the first time and he's like truly looking for a partner, and like that's it. They're rare, but they're like the golden nuggets. Like that's the only way they've worked out is when, oh, he just joined and, you know, I was his first match. And so we went on a couple dates and yeah, now we're dating. Like that's the only time I've actually heard of it working out. Like I just feel like the rule is it's never going to work out on a dating app. And the exception to the rule is those rarities of where, yeah, we're now dating.
Could you filter it to be like, I just want to see new people that just joined?
No.
They're missing out on that one.
Yeah, I feel like Hinge really used to be more successful. Like I've heard a lot of success stories from Hinge pre-roses. But since the roses, it's really gone downhill.
Yeah. And like even now thinking back, like I don't think I know anybody who's like met on a dating app and they're like, yeah, we're married. I've only met a couple, but it's because they like they basically hooked up, had a child, and then was like, let's just try to make this happen.
That's one way to do it.
And like, I don't know. I don't even know where they're at in today's world, you know, but sometimes I do hear people where they're like, yeah, you know, we met on this site and we're living happily ever after. But that's very rare, I think. I don't know the statistics on that, but.
Yeah. And also what's funny is like about the dating apps, you personally go through your own cycle where like, you're like, okay, I'm going to find someone. I'm ready. I'm going to put myself out there. Like, I've worked on myself. I'm open to love. I'm not like desperate for it, but I'm going to put myself out there and I'm going to do it. So you're going to go on the apps and you're going to match with people and you're going to try talking to people and blah, blah, blah. And you just get burnt out. Like you get tired. Mm-hmm. You're kind of like, I'm just going to take a break. Like they're not working. I'm putting in all this effort and nothing's working. And, you know, like, or maybe it starts to work. And then this guy is, you know, I don't know, like whatever. So then you take a break and you go like a month or two or three, depending on, you know, how long you need a break for. And then you jump right back onto the app because you go through the whole same burst of energy again. Like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to find someone this time. I'm going to go back on the app. And you go back on the app and you're just seeing the regulars. You're seeing the guys that you've seen them 1,000 times before that you always swipe left on. And then maybe eventually you give them a right swipe and they don't swipe back on you or something. I don't know. It's just, you start to see the regulars. It's kind of comforting to see the regulars because it's like
we're all in the same boat.
Yeah, it's like nice. It's nice to know like Dylan's still there. Chad's still there. Will, he's having a good time. It's nice to be able to, it's kind of comforting to be like, I'm not the only one who still has to come back to this app. It's like we're all still coming back because you have your profile. Like I see your profile. I've seen your profile 1,000 times before. We've even matched once and had a quick conversation and like whatever. But
does that not speak to the dating apps? It's like if these people are the continuously culture. Coming back, yeah, it's mm-hmm. like then is this app really working?
No, that's why I'm saying it's not the apps anymore. It's the people. We have been conditioned because of the apps.
For sure.
I wonder like where would we be if there was no apps? Would we like be back how it was like in the 90s and 80s? Like you have to go out to meet someone? Probably. You know, like it's literally the mindset has changed. Like the actual people have been conditioned to act this way rather than how it was before.
True. Would you ever go on like what are those called? Like blind speed dates? Speed dating?
Oh my God. Speed dating. I don't know. I've never thought about it. I saw a TikTok where this girl was like, I went to a speed dating and no guy showed up. So it was canceled. So like I think it's a big thing also is like guys are starting to feel insecure about going out in public and talking to girls for the, you know, same thing I just said. Like it's hard to know that this person would like you back. And it's just an ego thing. And men already have issues with their egos. So that's not helping.
I also feel like I'm sure in today's world it's super hard because like I think in life we're conditioned like, oh, the men are going to make the first move, right? And so then it became easier on these dating apps because it's, you know, less awkward to quote unquote go up to somebody. I could just slide into somebody's DMs, right? And so now it's like, I'm really like, come on, girls, you got this. You go. You make, and I know that's probably really hard for me to say. Like, I know.
I was gonna say, Kendall.
I know that this is really hard, but I will always be like someone's hype girl. I'm always one that's like, you think he's cute? Go. I want you to go and to shoot your shot. Because again, like, what is the worst that could happen? And in other terms, like, we're so fixated on like men should be the first one to do that as well. It's like, why can't the girls do it? We know what we want. Go for it.
Yeah. And I feel like when I'm actually out, I do try to shoot my shot. Like, I'll try. I just don't know why it's not working. I don't know.
Like, I saw this TikTok and this girl, she obviously liked girls, but she went up to a girl and she was just like, you know, I think you are like insanely hot. Can I have your number? And the girl was like, oh, I have a boyfriend, and just like walked away. But I was like, you go, girl. Like,
yeah, at least she asked. Yeah.
She saw somebody, was like, you are gorgeous. Can I have your number? Like, and she was like, well, I'm getting rejected left and right. But like, you go, girl. She was like, I know that I would like her. And I want to get to know this person. So I'm never going to get to know this person unless I try.
Yeah. And speaking of, you know, non-hetero relationships, it's even harder nowadays for gay men to meet. They're saying, from what I've heard from my gay men friends, they're saying their like real profile, like dating profile now, is their Instagram. Like,
oh,
Instagram and Instagram DMs have become like their new like real profile and like dating that way. And of course, Grindr, which is, you know.
But I thought that was solely hooking up.
I don't know. I'm not a man. I'm not a gay man living in Los Angeles.
Well, I feel like that was out like before Tinder was. And I really remember it was really just like and I'm sure that this was also like back when it wasn't widely as accepted as it is today.
That's even harder. If you have a dating app that's for you and you're a minority in this, you know, sphere, mm-hmm. and it's just for hooking up and you want to find love.
Well, yeah, because, and I think that's what it really was. It was really just like, I'm going to find somebody to grind, right? And so that's what it was. It was like, you, there's this other gay man, you know, 5 miles away. That's interested mm-hmm. to hook up. You want to go for it or not? Sure. Okay, let me tap in with this person. And that's what I thought it was before. Mind you, I have no clue. So there's nothing that I can talk about on that one.
And I know like for the like Tinder and Bumble and Hinge, you can make your setting like only attracted to the same sex gender as yourself. But I still haven't heard any success stories from that. But from what I'm hearing currently in the gay world is that your dating profile has become your Instagram page.
So wild. This is an interesting world.
Well, what's even more interesting about modern dating, it's also become, within the last 2 years, people are getting their advice from TikTok. Like, it's become this new, like, obviously TikTok has taken the world by storm. Mm-hmm. And it's also taken the dating world by storm. Like, Tinks, that one TikTok creator, like, she was like the big sister of TikTok, but now she's like really problematic or something. I think she had some like old tweets or something like that. But she came up with like the box theory, which everyone would talk about, like, you're being put into a box, like, men have three boxes, you're either hookup, a relationship, or I don't remember what the third one was, but if the man meets you, he'll put you in one of those boxes and you can never move from a box, was like her whole theory. And that like was a big thing. And then right now, it's still a big thing on TikTok. If he wanted to, he would. Like, that whole saying. That's really big on TikTok. And that's, you know, quoted back a lot, which could be good. I feel like that could be good if, like, you're already in a relationship. Like, if he wanted to, he would, you know, do these small things in this relationship. But I don't know. Like, it's very, like, it's really simple layman's terms. Like, if he wanted to, he would. It's like, okay, well.
I mean, that's very true.
Busy, like. I mean, yeah, it's true, but it's also like.
But I think they're taking it too far.
I think they're taking it too far is really what it comes down to. And I said it too, but I used it more as like a hype myself up to get back out there. Like this guy's clearly not working for me. If he wanted to, he would. I'm going to leave this guy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's also like, but maybe that guy, like, maybe that guy's just like not in a great mental health sphere. Like, mm-hmm. he wants to, but he can't. Like or you don't know the circumstances. Maybe he's
not aware of, like.
Like, maybe he's a hurt person and he didn't know to show love, you do this. Like, maybe, like, mm-hmm. you know, like, not everyone knows.
Very true.
Yeah. So, my whole thing with dating in general is the overthinking of it all. And, like, that's, you know, always been a thing. But it's gotten worse because of social media. It's gotten worse mm-hmm. because of the apps. You can see uh-huh. that they, like, change the pic on their profile, or they you can see they're posting on their Instagram story, or you can text them 24/7. It's like, oh, he's posting on his Instagram story, but he's not texting me back. It's like we're reading into every little detail, every little thing he said. And I do it too. It's so natural to overthink. But when you're dating someone, it really comes down to, are they making an effort to see you? Are you making an effort to see them? Are they mm-hmm. putting in the effort to make plans? Like, are they texting you and saying, like, hey, let's meet up this weekend, and then not texting you all week, but you guys meet up on the weekend, you know, confirming maybe like day of or what, our day before or something. But like, you don't have to be texting 24/7. And I know right now people are like, oh my god, we haven't texted in like 3 days. So I mean, I definitely do that too, and you know I do that too. So yeah.
I think you guys, like, you just have to be kind to yourselves and really just realize that, like, we have all of these thoughts around what modern dating is and this and that. And I think you just have to be kind to yourself, and we shouldn't have those boxes either. But also, like, who's to say that this is the new modern way of dating? Why don't we go back? Let's go back in time, people. I want to start this movement.
I know. I feel like if we all just banded together and said, we're done with the apps, and we all just stopped going on them, we could reverse it. Look what we just did with Instagram. They're reversing the update.
I know.
If we can reverse the update of Instagram, we can stop the use of dating apps. And I feel like the good people that you want to date are already not on the apps.
And I just feel like everybody nowadays is like breaking up, getting back together, breaking up, getting back together, or like breaking up, getting with someone new. It's like, I don't think this happened this much back in the day. Like, I think we really gave people more chances. So I'm all for, because I think we're finding the people that we want to be with in the right places. Like, you're meeting them at the bookstore, for instance, for you.
You have a shared interest.
You have a shared hobby, a shared interest. So you have something that you guys can build on, whereas, like, what, you're finding them on Bumble and you guys really like pasta?
Yeah, it's like, okay, this guy's really into fishing. There's a disconnect for sure. We need to find more shared interests with people. Like, say they're super into the opera. Great. You love the opera. I personally don't really want to sit in the opera for 4 hours and not understand anything in German and that they're singing.
I once went to the opera. And
how was it?
I like really hate to say this because like it was beautiful. You know, we went to New York and saw like.
It's gorgeous. It's an art form. It is gorgeous.
But I have an issue where sometimes when things are like really long, like I think this is why I don't like movies, and like if I start to get bored, I will fall asleep. I'm pretty sure I started dozing off, and like I hate to say that because it was like such a beautiful place where it's like you probably just shouldn't be, but you're right, it's just so long and I have no clue what they're saying. But yeah.
But if you hate the opera, don't match with someone who loves the opera.
Exactly. You know, you're not going to meet somebody at the opera if you don't like the opera.
Yeah, and I think you're right on the nose with saying, like, you're going to go out and do what you like to do, and you're going to find someone doing that too.
Yeah, and I'm also a big component on, and I know this doesn't have to do with, like, the apps, but I do feel like when you're supposed to meet your person, it's just going to happen naturally. Like, it will be at the right time, at the right place. And
yeah,
whether that's an app or not, like, somebody is meant for you, and that time specifically is also meant for you as well.
Mm-hmm.
So don't beat yourself up. You know, whoever's listening, don't beat yourself up because if you haven't found that person yet. And if you have found that person, I'm so happy, and I would love to know how you found that person and what your story was. Like, was it an app? Was it through a mutual friend? Did your parents set you up? What was it?
And I think for, you know, moving forward and, you know, not to leave this podcast so negative this whole time, like moving forward, you're going to want to focus on yourself, live your life. Like, don't let not having someone stop you from doing the things that you want to do. If you want to go travel the world alone, go travel the world alone. Like, mm-hmm. you can do these things and still enjoy the time that you're spending. If you want to get a massage at a really nice resort, go do it. Go alone. Enjoy that resort. Go with a girlfriend. Like, have a fun time. Like, you don't have to do it with a significant other and, you know, have your hobbies, find your hobbies, find new hobbies, and you'll maybe even meet people that way. If you really like to run, join a running group. You might meet your soulmate at a running group like my cousin did.
No, but see, like, she loved the running group. So she, and right? She wasn't thinking, oh my God, I want to join this running group to find a man's. She was like, I love running. I'm going to join this running group. And she's at the right place at the right time. And I do like what you said too about you have to be okay with yourself and love yourself, because RuPaul says it the best. If you can't love yourself, how the hell is somebody else going to love you? So
I actually really don't like that quote, because it implies like that you're not worthy of love. And it's hard for people who have like trauma and like have gone through a really rough past where they've been told that you're not worthy of love, and who are struggling with like being loved in general, then being told like, well, if you don't love yourself, you can't love, like no one else is going to love you. It's a hard saying. And I know it's meant for like good intentions, but I also think you can have someone show you how to love yourself.
I mean, that is very true. Cause I will say
and you, someone might need that.
Very true. I will say that. I will say, you know, I always go in my ups and downs, and Dominic definitely shows me that even when I am in my downs, that he will love me full-heartedly, even if I do not love myself. And I go through those where I'm like this and that. But I do believe that you have to be able to be okay with yourself and to know yourself if you're also going to let somebody be able to know you enough.
Yes, understanding yourself is way more important than loving yourself first, I think. You have to.
Yes.
And also, I'm really trying to focus on neutrality, self-neutrality. Like, I'm not trying to love myself because I can't love myself every day. That's exhausting. I want to feel neutral about myself. I want to feel like just content. Like, I have no negative feeling. I have no positive feeling. I'm just content in this moment, because
it's a good place to be.
It's a good place to be. Like this whole love yourself, express yourself. Like, it's just exhausting. Like, can we just be at peace with where we are and who we are? Like, body positivity, there's also in that community, they're talking about body neutrality. Like, why can't we also have self neutrality? Like, you don't have to have just self love, because that is so hard to reach. That is a hard.
Interesting. I haven't heard this.
Oh, yeah. Body neutrality and all that. We'll talk about it later. This will be a whole episode.
We'll have to get into that one. Because I would love to know more about that. I haven't heard that one yet.
Yeah. So I'm trying to get to just like neutrality, especially someone who comes from a place of severe trauma and severe, just had it rough, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It is so hard. It's a goal of self-love that you will be disappointed when you are not able to reach it. Because you will not reach it every single day, and you might not never be able to reach it. It might take you years to reach self-love.
Very true. Very true.
So let's focus on self-neutrality. Like, you just want to feel neutral and content with where you are and who you are in that moment. And that's okay.
Interesting. No, I definitely agree. And I like that. I haven't heard that. I like that.
Because think about it. Like, self-love, that's hard. Like, to love yourself. I don't love myself. I don't. I think I'm pretty damn cool.
You are pretty cool, Coco. You are.
But I don't love myself, and that's okay. It's okay to admit that. I'm sick of trying to hide it, and people are like, no, don't say that. It's like, no, I don't. Why are we faking it right now? Why?
No, I get you 100%.
I'm a human being. I have human emotions, and right now I'm pretty neutral. I'm pretty just living my life. I sometimes, maybe if I'm ovulating, I'll love myself a little bit more because I'm feeling myself. You know what I
really?
Mean?
Really? I'm the opposite.
Like right before your period, you don't think you're the hottest person on this planet?
No.
Oh.
Well, actually. No. But that, okay, yeah. No, I like that.
So, you know, focus on yourself, you know, focus on, have your non-negotiables, write down what your expectations are of a partner, a life partner, whether that's male, female, non-binary, whatever it is, write that down, you know, be open to new experiences. Don't be so negative on your list as well, I will say.
Yes.
Live your life, find new hobbies. Focus on neutrality. You don't even have to have self-love.
And be open. Like even what you're saying, like, put your list down and this and that, but also be open. Like, if there's something that isn't matching up to your list perfectly, it's like, okay, but is that something that you can bend on, you know? And, like, what can you bend on? What can't you bend on? And, like, really find those. But who knows? Maybe you'll find somebody who fits in all of your boxes. Maybe there's one person that fits in most of your boxes. But... you know,
yeah, be open, you know, put yourself out there by
definitely
going out to new places. You can be on the apps and you can put energy into it, but don't put all your energy, you'll burn out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Be open to it, be selective. I will say, with the app specifically, be very selective. If you're not liking anybody, don't just like them because you haven't liked someone in a while. Like,
mm-hmm.
If that's not your type, if that's not what you want to match with, then don't match with them. Like, be selective. If they are clearly not meeting your non-negotiables, if there's something that is a hard and fast no, don't match with them.
Yeah, no, don't waste your time. Do not waste your time. And please go try to go out in the field, you guys, and go try to shoot your shots. And if you guys are too nervous to shoot your shot, just think of me saying, you got this, girl, go do it. You got this.
Yeah. And I hate when people are saying, oh, well, focus on yourself, focus on yourself. One, I think the people saying that don't even know what that means. And two, it's offensive to tell someone, work on yourself. Well, you should focus on yourself. It's like, I have been. I don't know why you're telling me I haven't been. It hurts me to hear you say, well, work on yourself. You just need to focus on yourself. You just need to work on yourself. It's like, why am I not currently in this moment deserving of love? Why do I have to continue to work on myself when I feel ready to put myself out there and try? Like, why are you still telling me that I'm not good enough? I'm sick of hearing it.
Well, because it's also like, but what? Like, yeah, like I said, if you, well, like we both said too, if you feel ready and like, yeah, what do you need to focus on?
Yeah, if you know yourself.
Yeah, and it's like, you might be working on stuff that you specifically want to be working on for your own self, and that's fine, but does that always have to correlate to dating? Like, because
no,
you're working on yourself, does that mean that you can't go date people as well? Like, that doesn't make sense.
And I genuinely feel like I am in a healthy place where I am able to have a partner and be in a healthy relationship and be able to communicate my needs and be able to communicate, you know, any grievances I have, or like, you know, I genuinely feel like I'm at a place where I was not at when I was in a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
And I genuinely feel like I'm at a place where I'm ready to meet someone and spend time with them and, you know, be together. And like, I don't even care about these labels or whatever. Can we just have one another? Like, can we just be like exclusive? Like, that's all I'm asking for. I'm not even asking for you to be my boyfriend and for all that. I'm just saying, like, can I just have someone that wants to spend time with me? Like,
yeah. And that's fine too. We have to know, like, what we want to be okay with and what we're not going to be okay with.
My whole point is, like, I am open to finding love. I'm ready to find love. So I think, you know, not all hope is lost. You can't just give up. Even though I really want to sometimes, I know I'm putting myself out there. I am open to it. I'm willing. I'm not standing in the way of myself.
No, you're open, you're willing, and just don't put yourself into just these little boxes. All in all, you know, it seems like modern dating is really hard, and I have to put it out for all those girlies and guys out there who are doing the damn thing. good for you. But also just keep in mind that there's other things out there than just the apps. Put yourself out there and, you know, try to find people that have the same hobbies. But, you know, it's a weird time right now. So
it's a really weird time. I think it's extra weird because we're shifting. I feel like us as a society, we've realized the apps don't work. We've realized, you know, dating has gotten weird with COVID. And I think everyone is kind of shifting to a different way. And it hasn't been decided what that way is yet. It's just, it's time we stop using the apps as the default way to meet someone, because it's become a crutch and we need to let it go. We need to learn to walk. It's time for us to, as a society, move on. And I think we are. I think we're all moving towards that because of just, obviously, for them to create anti-swiping apps, like, obviously, we know something's wrong.
It's not working.
It's just not working.
Nope.
It's just not working. The success rate is too low. The ratio is off.
It's off. Something's got to change.
Something's got to change. And people make the change. Mm-hmm. Corporations don't. I'll tell you that much right now.
No. No way.
Match group? No way are they changing.
Nope.
It all comes down to money for them, and we're just another data point. So let's go find love in the real world and move on from what we're currently doing.
That's right.
Because people make the change.
That's right. People.
The revolution will last. Okay. How should we end it? I feel like, did we do a good job of wrapping it all up, or do we need to say anything else, or what?
And I think that was good. I think, like, go out into the real world. Do this, do that. You'll find somebody. Yeah.
I feel like this has, like, gotten very negative. Like, this whole thing was very negative. And I'm doing okay. Like, I'm seeing someone. Like, it's not like I'm, it's not like I'm forever alone out here. But,
No, it's just over the stereotype and the stigma of it all. Like, dating is not just apps. It's not. People need to stop thinking that.
Mm-hmm. It's just, it's a weird time. Like, it really is a weird time where we've done it. We've done the apps. And it's just, it's not it. It's not it.
No, it's not it, girlies.
You know, work on self-neutrality. It's much more attainable than self-love, because you don't know what that looks like, especially if you're coming from a very low place. That's a very high spot to get to. So work on just neutrality and getting there first, and then we can discuss self-love. And even then, self-love is not a daily experience. It comes in waves, and you'll feel it every now and then, and that will start to be more often than not.
100%.
And understand yourself. Know what you want.
That's right. Know what you want, and it'll all work itself out.
I'm glad I got all my grievances out with Hinge. Tinder, please let me back in. Tinder, I know I'm going to delete my account once I get it, but I want it back, please.
Unblock Colby, please. But thanks for sharing all the stories, all the background, all the tea behind the profiles. And
you're so welcome.
And I'm just glad I'm not in it.
Congratulations. We're all trying to get to that level.
But this has definitely, definitely been fun.
Alrighty, well, I love you.
All right, love ya.
Bye.
Bye. Candle and Cole.